Parshas Lech Lecha, from the Nesiyonis of Avram Avinu, Lech Lecha, Me'artzecha, to leave, to disconnect from all that he was attached to, and to be mechaber himself only to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to Eretz Yisrael. It's a Shver Arvet, it's a Nesoyin, the Nesoyin of Lech Lecha. Asor Nesiyonis Nisnas Avram Avinu. Now, there's another Nesoyin later on, the Nesoyin of the Akedah. And if you look at the Pesukim there, it also says Lech Lecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu by the Akedah also says Lech Lecha, Eretz Amoriyah. It's also Lech Lecha. And the Medrash Be'emeshtel, there's Azal Lech Lecha, and there's Azal Lech Lecha. What's the difference? And which is a bigger Nesoyin? And the Medrash is Hamli, which is a bigger Nesoyin? The Nesoyin of Lech Lecha, and the Nesoyin of the Akedah, which is Mamish to be Makriv, Benoah Yechido Yasharav. So in this forum they write about the difference between the Nesoyin of Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, and the Lech Lecha of the Akedah. The Lech Lecha of the Akedah was a stronger, more intense Nesoyin of Kipshutai, Makar of his son, but it's a one-time pe'ula. Ein mo, a mesiris nefesh, mamish, Kipshutai, that he has to do. And then it's done. It's a done deal. The Lech Lecha of Me'artzecha Me'artzecha is an under a parasha. It's a day in, day out, again and again. To leave and to kaseder, have that Nisoyim. And that's a very important Nisoyim in Yiddishkeit. A person has to be Meiser Nefesh. And a person has to be Meiser Nefesh to be willing to die Al Kiddush Hashem. Akedah. A person is Meiser Nefesh to die Al Kiddush Hashem. But maybe even a harder Nisoyin is to be Meiser Nefesh. Nefesh means a person's rutzen, is his Nefesh. To be Meiser Nefesh to live Al Kiddush Hashem. Mesiris Nefesh of a one-time thing, you did it. But then there's a Mesiris Nefesh of Keseder, Tok Teglech, Lech Lecha. That maybe is even a harder Nisoyin. There's a remez to this concept from the Haftorah in the Parsha also. The Haftorah, it says, V'koy ve'Hashem yachlifu koyach, yalu eiver kanesharin, yorutsu v'lo yigo, Yelchu v'lo yi'ofu. Yorutsu v'lo yigo. They're going to run and not get tired out. The people that have a makabat Hashem. And Yelchu, they're going to go v'lo yi'ofu. They're not going to get tired out. It already said they're going to run and they're not going to get tired out. And then the Hemshech HaPosek, they're going to go and they're not going to get tired out. He already said a bigger chiddush. And the Teretz is, there's a difference between the 100 meter dash and the marathon. The 100 meter dash is taka 1, gesunta, yorutsu, v'lo yigo. You do it in 10.4 seconds. And they broke the 10 second. It's a mazunda rishmus. Big yisoid. For 50 years, no one thought you could do it. And then one person broke it, and all of a sudden, dozens of people were able to break it. The person has to know, ain't over, I'm with Nerots. Big yisoid. Akupon. There's the nakuda of yorutsu v'lo yigo, and then separately, there's the nakuda of yelchu, the whole marathon, the whole long, long lech lecha. Every single day, again and again. And that's the Nesoyin of Lech Lecha of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, the Rambam brings down Hilchas Avodah Zarah, when he says the Maisa of Avram Avinu, Kivan Shenigmal Eison Zeh, Hischel Shoytet Bedaitet Hu Katon, and the Rambam is saying, he started asking, Yesh Adon Labir Azu, and this was a bomb catcher that Avram Avinu was asking. That's why the Gemara says, in Ksubis, Tavdezim and Aleph, Morei d'Avram, an expression of a question. We have a bombakasha. Who was the erster that asked us a bombakasha? Morei d'Avram, a pella. Yesh adam lebirazu. Now the Rambam is mashmi who's a katan, but then the Hemshah of the Rambam says ben arboyim u'shmoy neshana hikar Avram es boyrei. Avram was 40. There's a gears to 48 or 40. It says ben arboyim, and it says shmoy in parentheses ben arboyim u'shmoy neshana hikar Avram es boyrei. And the Ravid, right away still, like his Rambam Ravid. The Ravid says arboyim. There's an agoda, he says, there's a medrash that he was only 3 years old, and be'emes, it's a gemara and a darim also. Ekev asher shoma Avram b'koyli, the gemara darshan, Ekev is 172. Because we know Avram Avinu lived 175 years. But he was 3 years old when he was hikar es boyrei. So it's Ekev asher shoma Avram b'koyli. For 172 years, Avram was hikar, was makir. And then the gemara, in the darim darshan, so he was 3 years old. And the emes, it's important to manage it to machlaikis. Rav Yoichan, Rav Shlakis, to machlaikis. Whether he was 48 or he was 3. How does it shtim? Rav Volba In Ali Shur, in Chelik Beis, he says a taich, the difference between what happened to Avram when he was three. When he was three, he was already Yodah's Boyrek. But Ben Mem Ches Shon Ahoyu Keshe Hikir Es Boyrek. Hikir is a pneumiastika, belaying. It's a famous Yisoy. A lot of the Balimus talk about it. There's a difference between the Yodato and the Hashivoyse El Lavavecha. There's Yediyah, the Moyach, and there's Yediyah, the Lave. And that's the two Dargas in Avram Avinu by 3 and by 48. Avram Avinu, from 3 till 48, Asach Yor, Finuf and Veritzach Yor, to get to the Darg of Hikr Beliboy. There's a big merchak between the Yodato and the Hashivoyse El Lavavecha. From 3 years old all the way till 48 was this arbit of Avram Avinu, Vashivoyse El Lavavecha. But it's interesting, the Torah starts off Avram Avinu, there's a slight remez to Or Kasdim, which like some Rishonim was from the Nisyonis, the Asar Nisyonis, Shenis Nasa, some say Lechlecha the first, there's a Machloikis Rishonim. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Asar Nisyonis, Nis Nasa, Avram Avinu, there's a common Vakamashikis in the Rishonim, what the 10 are. There are certain ones that everyone holds of, and then there are different ones that are put in and taken out, in the various Shitois in the Rishonim, it's against the Surya. But Akoponim, there's a remez for Or Kasdim, but then there's Lech Lecha starts when Avram Avinu 75. There was a lot going on before then. There was a lot going on before then, but the Torah starts off with Lech Lecha. Because what Avram Avinu did from 3 when he was Yoda es Haboyre, till he was 48 that he was Hikir Beliboy es Boyre, and then it was Nefesh Asher Asu B'charon. Hemed Avram Avinu Lashon HaRambam Alofim V'Revavos of followers. And that's not talked about in the Torah, because that he did with his seichel. In the sign of Lech Lecha, that's what Ba'arichos stressed in the Torah, is that he went k'neged the seichel. The Eberste said to give up everything, and to Lech Lecha, that's the Ikar Arbit. Now, the Pashtus is mavur that Avram Avinu by the sign of Lech Lecha was 75, and that's why it says Lech Lecha is gematria 100, because he was going to live another 100 years from when he was 75. The Baal HaTurim says. From the Nisayin of Lech Lecha when he was 75, he was told, Lech Lecha, you're going to have another 100 years. And Pashas now is when he's going to Eretz Yisrael. He was living in Haran and he's going to Eretz Yisrael. But Toysus and Brachas of Zion, and also in Shabbos, Dafyud, makes the Cheshbin that the Brisbane Absorin, which is later on in the Parsha, which took place in Eretz Yisrael, was when Avram Avinu was already 70. So he was already there. And according to the Cheshbonis, the Melchama of the Arba Melachim with the Chamisha Melachim took place when Avram Avinu was 73. So again he was there in Eretz Yisrael. So there was a few pioneer trips to Eretz Yisrael before the Lech Lecha. Azoi, Lechayra, as the numbers, Azoi, come to us, the Rishayim are still on it. So the Eberster tells him, Lech Lecha, El Oretz Asher Ereko. Rashi says, Lengila Lech Oretz Miyad. The Eberster didn't tell Avram Avinu right away where he's going. Litem Leischar Al Kol Dibur V'Dibur. What's the Dibur V'Dibur? Which Diburim? In the Medrash there's a different Lashon. It's Litem Leischar Al Kol Psiya V'Psiya. So there's a vort from a Bochber. What's meant Litem Leischar Al Kol Psiya V'Psiya? If the Eberster would have told him where he's going, so then it's one schar, going to Eretz Yisrael. It's a big Nisayin, Lech Lecha, and that's the Nisayin, to go to Eretz Yisrael. Or the way the Medrash says it, Loi Gila Loi, the Eberster didn't tell him. So Avram Avinu doesn't even know where he's going. So every footstep, where's he going? He doesn't know, there's a tzibah, go. Litin Loi Schar Al Kol Psiya V'Psiya. The not knowing of where the destination is makridit that it's not one Nisayin of getting to Eretz Yisrael, but it's Litin Loi Schar Al Kol Psiya V'Psiya. The Taich in the Medrash. The Eberster promises Almighty that it's going to be the Eschol HaGadol, and Rashi brings the Eschol HaGadol that we say Alekei Avram, and then we say Vavarecha that we say Alekei Yitzchak, and we say Alekei Yaakov, over maybe you would think Bekulam Chaisman, no, Becho Chaisman, Vagadla Shemecha, Becho Chaisman, we end Morgan Avram. The Emes is Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov has 13 letters. Also, Sora, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah has 13 letters. And each one of that adds up to Echad and Avada together. 13 and 13 is Shem Avaya. But in the Sfarim, it's Mavur that originally he was Avram without a hay. When he's Avram without a hay, So then to get to the 13, you have to use the name Yisroel. But we bow to God l'shemercha, and we say in Tefillah Mogin Avraham. So that's what Rashi says. Zeu sho'in v'alikei Yaakov. Why don't we say alikei Yisroel? Because then it would be 14. We have to have the cheshbon that it has to be exactly. So it's alikei Yaakov, and that's why it ends Mogin Avraham. Now there's another nesoyin. The Rishonim, most Rishonim learned that there was the nesoyin of the Rav going down to Mitzrayim. And Avram has to go down, and he tells Sarah, "He may know your dati ki ishi yifas mara'at." And Rashi brings ad achshav lehikerba. Until now, Avram Avinu didn't know that Sarah was yofim. He took tzniyas shevishneim, but achshav he was hikerba. The varacher minig ha'olam, Rashi says, is that a person is nisbaz of a derech, and she was on the biyofya. And kipshutoi, Rashi says, that he knew already she was yifas mara, but he was saying now we have to be worried about the fact that you're yifas mara. Over the erst of shat Rashi brought ad achshav lehikerba. He didn't know. Avraham Avinu didn't know that Sarah was Yifas Mara. And they bring a medrash. Rashi says, well, they mice. It was something happened by accident. He saw her. Frek the Marsha in Baba Basra da Tezayin. The Gemara says in Yuma, it's a Gemara in Kedushin, Avraham Avinu kain kolot erakulu kodim shenit. And this is a Hashem in the parashis, in the Bereshit parashis. It's a sugya bas megeta rana sachto. Avraham Avinu kain kolot erakulu. I don't know what that means. It's far not in Torah, but there's a Muslim, the Ovis, Avram Avinu, Mekayim, Kol HaTorah Kula. Eikev HaShashoma Avram B'Koyli, Shashoma Avram Avinu, Kol HaTorah Kula. So Frech Demar Shoh, there's a Gemara in Kedush and Daf, Membeis, Osru Ma'odam L'Kadosh Esa Isha Ad Shigirena, you're not letting marry someone until you see her first. As I state in the Gemara, there's a Din, Halacha. Efshir it's a Deraisa, Efshir it's a Derabonin, but Avram Avinu, you didn't have the Rabbonin. Chayim, Avram Avinu, Kol HaTorah Kula, Afilu Eruv Tafshima, that's the Lushan. Of the Gemara in Yuma Daf Chof Ches, Kayim Avram Avinu, Afilu Erev Tavshimon. Why does it speak Erev Tavshimon? That's a Bezunder Shmuz. And then, Aber. So yeah, it's usher to get married. Happy to be that Avram Avinu didn't know what she looked like. So the Marsha answers, Be'em Sabad, he looked once then, but it was many years since then, and he thought that by then, she wasn't on the Biyofi. That's Pshat. Then the Marsha says another Teretz. The Marsha is Shitosni. The Marsha is Machadish, and a lot of Achanim go with this. This concept that Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah was only after he was mal himself. After Avraham Avinu was mal, and he was nikra tomim, his halech lefonai v'heyei somim, when he did the milah, that's when Avraham Avinu started keeping kol HaTorah Kula. But in Azoi, this, when Avraham Avinu married Sarah, was before then, so it's not shver that he didn't look before he married her. The Marsha uses this yisoid in many places. The Marsha in Yevam Estaf Kuf uses it again. How did Avraham Avinu marry Hagar? Hagar is a mitzris. You're not going to marry a mitzri. And again, the Marsha says that was before he did the milah. And of course, there's a kasha of Ezer Hashem we have to get to this time. That why did Avraham Avinu mal himself? All the Achronim and the Rishonim already said, why didn't Avraham Avinu mal himself? If he kept Kol HaTorah Kula, why did he wait until he got a tzivui from the Rabbi Yishlam to be mal himself? V'nisrabu atrutzim. The Sug Yizu. Or but the Marsha himself says, because he only started keeping all the mitzvahs after he was mal himself. So you can't ask why wasn't he mal himself before. So the Marsha uses this yisoy legabi kama in yon, but specifically legabi this kasha we're stelling on now. Why did Avraham Avinu? How did he marry Sarah without looking? So according to the Marsha, he kaka didn't look. Then there's another teretz in the Achroinim that the Gemara says in Kedushin the reason why you can't marry someone achi yirena is because we're worried shemet is gana alav and it's going to be nichshal and the haplerecha kamayif. But efshar Avraham Avinu tunas chayis. Either he knew he was never going to look. Or he knew that even if he would, it wouldn't be Nizgana love, so he was able to be soimach on that and not have to look. It's a shver teretz, especially the Ersht Nusach, that he knew he was never going to look. Uvda, that he did look. Maisa Shehoya, but he looked. There's another teretz to the Kasha, it's a sugi we're going to talk about many times, that the Ovois only kept the Torah according to the Ramban, and other Rishonim only in Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu married Sarah in Chutz Laaretz. So that's why he didn't look. That could be another teretz. There's a pshat from the Baal Shem Tov that he says, Avraham Avinu, Taka had never looked. The fact that he by accident saw Sarah then, that gufa caused him to chap to something wrong. That's how we knew there's something wrong going on in Mitzrayim. If he ended up looking, when he was not, that wasn't the original plan, that's gufa how we chap, that we're coming to a place that we have to be Taka Bidoyik for the Yoyfi. There's another pshat I saw from the Goyim. The Goyim says, that Avraham Avinu be'emes knew that Sarah was Yifas Mar. But Avraham thought that it's not that the etzim she's Yofeh, no, it's a chut shel chesed. There's a mamatzias. Esther, it says, and at other. Chut shel chesed. Chut shel chesed is not going to cause problems. So Avraham Avinu, he thought that she was Yifas Mar, but he figured it's only because of chut shel chesed. But then he chapped on that they maisa shehoyo, that she's really Yofeh, and that's why he was worried. How? Because he saw her, according to the Medrash, he saw her in a reflection. In Hilchas Chutzal Chesed. When someone's Yofeh only in a Chutzal Chesed, it doesn't come out in the reflection. The reflection doesn't have a Chutzal Chesed. So Avraham Avinu saw Sarah named Maisa, and he saw in the reflection of the water that she's Yofeh, he thought that it's Yofi Amiti, and it's not Chutzal Chesed Diki Yofi. And that's why he started being worried. Hemshech Asuya. You have a riv between Avram and Loit, and he says he pardoned them by a lie, ima small the imino, ima yamin vasmi'ilo. And there's a vart. Why did they both have to leave? They have to separate, but one of them can stay where they are. And Avram says, no, either small, yamin. With his machloikis, sometimes it has to be that they both have to separate. When it was the machloikis itself, then it's zayin kenas lo. Ima small the imino, ima yamin vasmi'ilo. And the Eibush, the promises are from. Kum hishalich ba'aretz, le'orka u'l'rochba, le'zarecha etneno. The Eibush, the promises him, Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara is mavur in Baba Basra that Avraham Avinu was coined the Eretz Yisrael with Kinyan Chazaka. With Kinyan Chazaka. Kum hishalich ba'aretz, is Kinyan Chazaka. Now there's a Prashas Drachen, Ba'arichos, and we handle this a lot in these parshias. We mentioned already that Avraham Avinu kept Kala Tera Kula. But what does that mean? Yitaka had a din of a Yid, and not a din of a Benoyach? Even Lakula? Taka, the Hanhaga of Avraham Avinu was that he kept shoot, they had a din of a Yisrael and not a Benoyach? Oy Dilma, he had a din of a Benoyach also. There was an Indian that he kept mitzvahs also. We'll have to explain what that is. But Avad Dinoy ki Benoyach. The Parashas Drachim Baharchava Gedoyla goes into the sugya. Kiyadua, he brings that it's a machloikis achroinim, and then Baitu in the shtickle, he buys us more that it's really the shiroshim of this machloikis is a machloikis rishoinim. Then he makes it a machloikis tanoim, and as he's buying the mahalach, he ends up saying that it's a machloikis Yosef and the brothers, that's the Parashas Vayeshev, that it's a machloikis Yosef and the Echav is gufa in this noisei, when the Ovis and the Shvatim, Far Matan Torah, have a din of a Yisrael or Benoich. It's a sugya arucha, the eat of the Parashas Drachim. And he has kama v'kama rise v'kama v'kama, and he voices the Indian. Among the many things the Parashas Drachim brings, he says he has a rise that Avraham Avinu has a din of a Yisrael, because he was kind to Eretz Yisrael, Kinyan Chazaka. Kinyan Chazaka is a Kinyan only for a Yisrael, not for a Benoyach. As I break the Parashas Drachim among his many, many rise. Fred Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a goyis on the Parashas Drachim. Fred Rabbi Kiva Eger is a spirit. The Parashas Drachim, in the middle of this shtickle, a few times, brings the Yisoid of the Marsha that we said. That Avraham Avinu only started being Makai and Kol HaTorah Kula after he did the Bris Milah. So Lachara, this whole idea that you tell me Avraham has a din of Yisrael and not a din Noach, because he's keeping all the mitzvahs. If you go like the Marsha, that it's only after he started doing Bris Milah, that's when he started keeping the mitzvahs. How could you say that the Kinyan Chazaka that he did, which was over here before, how could you say that the Kinyan Chazaka is Gufa the Makar for it. That he's a bit of Yisrael. So the Anocha Sugida, the Sugida from the Melchama, of the Arba Melachim with the Chamisha Melachim. In the Sefer Oilus Ephraim, which is from the Kliyokar, as a Sefer of Drushim. And he has a Drush, where he says, the Arba Melachim connected the Chamisha Melachim. The Arba Melachim is a guf of a person. It has four yesoides. That's important. All this forum. There's Eish, Ruach, Ofer, and Mayim are the Arba yesoides. And that's the guf of a person. A neshama of a person is five. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. and the Gemara says in Brachas, the Neshama is comparable to the Rabbeinu Shlomo in five in Yonim. And that's the Milchama of the four against the five. And that's the 12 years, because until the Bar Mitzvah you don't have the Eitz Chayiv yet, and you don't have that tug of war of the Machloikis between the Guf and the Neshama, between the four Markivim of the Guf and the five Markivim of the Neshama. And then Uvishloishis Reishana Maradu, then a person becomes Bar Mitzvah, and then that starts the real war. Uvarvas Reishana, and then it's a whole Arbit, it's not over after the Bar Mitzvah. It's a Gansa Arbit from 11. Until comes Avram Avinu, which is Misamal, is the Seichel, that you have to be Misgaber Taka, the Neshama over the Guf, and he doesn't want to take anything from Sedoim, and he has an Arichas Gedoy with the Oil of Sephraim. But the Etzem Sheirish Adavar is that the Machloikis with the Arba Malachim and the Chamisha Malachim is the Arba Markivei Aguf with the five Markivei HaNeshama, which of course we know a person is a Herkiv of a Guf and a Neshama. That's the Metzius of an Adam. An Adam is Me'adama and Adama Le'elyin, and it's the mix of both, and a person has to, that's that. Zeh Sefer Torah L'Zohar. But that's the Mulcham over here. Mulcham Sayyid. The sugi from the Brisbane of Sorum. The Brisbane of Sorum, according to a lot of the Rishonim, was one of the Asoran Sionis, Shenesnas Avram Avinu. It was a very hard Messiah. Avram Avinu saw all the doiris, what's going to be. He saw the Holocaust, and he saw the Crusade, and he saw all the Tzoras and the Churbanis. He saw all the Tzoras of Klal Yisrael. He saw Golus Mitzrayim, which all of that things I mentioned is really just because we didn't finish the 400 years of Golus Mitzrayim. And it was a very hard thing to see. It was an assoy. The Eibishter had to be marred in him. You know, a person has an operation, you have to give him anesthesia, Pasha. It's not, can't be soy with the Mechias. Tardeim and Nofel al Avram, and he has the Machazeh of the Brisbane of Sarum, which shows all the asidus of what's going to be with Klal Yisrael. And the Ikar is talking about the Golas Mitzrayim, and the Pasuk says, V'dor Revi Yeshuvu Heinu. Ki lo yisholim over na'amori adheina, Dor Revi Yeshuvu Heinu. What's Dor Revi? So Rashi says, Dor Revi is not from Avram. Where was there a Dor Revi from Avram that came back? It's from Yaakov. From Yaakov, you have Yehuda, Peretz, Chetzroim, and Kolev. Kolev was from the Boy Ha'aretz. So that's how you have Dor Revi. I say Zakrash. The Rashbam says Dor Revi, a Dor is 100 years. And Dor Revi, Yeshuvu Heinu means 400 years. The Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years. Dor Revi means 400 years. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky wants to say a Chiddush that Dor Revi Kataka Kipshuta mean from Avram. There was someone from Dor Revi to Avram Avinu that came back from Golos Mitzrayim. Serach Bas Osher, and also Yecheved Bas Levi, the Medr says, were Miboy Ha'aretz. And the Dor Revi to Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Yecheved. And that's what it means, Dor Revi. So I thought, interesting shot, none of the Rishonim say it. And he says that's the push the shot. That's Kipshuta. The Rishonim tell him, Kipshuta, Dor Revi, Avram. I was bothered. Dor Revi, Yeshuvu Heinu is one person. That's Dor Revi, Yeshuvu Heinu. It's a big doich. But then, Chabib Gitzrach, what's Rashi's pshat? Dor Revi is from Yankiv. Kolev. It's also not the whole Dor. The Dor HaMidbar, they all died in the Midbar. Rak, Kolev, Yeshuvu Benun. So it's anyways not a Dor Sholei, it's only the Yechidim. And if you're able to say that it's going on Kolev, you can also say it's going on Yechavit Baslei, Maishno. It's Tzirik, the sort of Shadr of Chaim Kievsky is good. But then I wanted to think, well, it's a very big Chiddush. Because it's Taka Dor Revi, Dor Revi, it's only one person, Kolev, going back to Rashi's chapter. So I want to say a very big Chiddush. Avram Avinu saw here a Nevuah of the Brisbane Absorb. What was supposed to be. Now, what was supposed to be was Dor Revi Yeshuvu Heinu. The Yidden was supposed to come out of Mitzrayim, and the entire Dor was supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael. It was Chet HaEgel, and Chet changed the story. Who says that the Machazeh, going into Bechir and Yedir a little bit, but who says that the Machazeh of the Bris Ben Absorim takes into account the Chet? It's what it was supposed to be. That the Dor was supposed to go back. The Dor Revi. Dugma L'Dor. The Rashban learns Dor Revi Yeshuvu Heina means 400 years. Dor is 100 years. And that means 400 years. L'Chaira, it wasn't 400 years in the Mitzrayim in the end. So they say it means from earlier. It could be no. It means 400 years. This, that, it was Koshi Yashivud. Doesn't Gebit. Yet we're going to fall into the Memtesh Arikoma. So things had to change. Ula, the Machazer of Brisbane Absorim, looks at it before those Shinuim. A suggestion. It's a very big Kiddush, but a suggestion. And that would be Chach to answer Rashi. Dor Revi means Taka Dor, means the answer Dor. And then Avada, the other chat, that it's going just on Yechel Vas Levin, and it's a Doich, because it's only one person, it's not the Dor. That was never supposed to be in that full Dor. An interesting idea. The Brisbane Absarim was, he went through the different pieces of meat, an Egla Meshuleshes, an Eiz Meshuleshes, Ayel Meshulesh, Toyer Vegoizel, which are two birds, and he cuts them in half, and the Medrash discusses that each one of these animals represents a different from the Umois, and the Tzipar, like Basar, Tzipar is two birds, right? Toyer Vegoizel. It means the birds, it says Lashon Yoch, but it's Tzipar, like Basar, because that represents Klal Yisrael. In the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, he says, Toyer, it says Toyer Vegoizel, he says only a Goizel is a bird. Tor is the Lashon Aramis. It's a shor. It represents Yishmol. He's going through the different Peshbonis, which one of each animal, which umed is. And the Toyer is a shor, and it's connected to Yishmol. And Meduchzer, it doesn't say the first, but Meduchzer, he cut it in half. And then it's Kipshuta. Sipar, like Basar, is only the Goizel. That's the first in the Brick of the Basar, but the Toyer, it's Mizbakish, that that's what comes out. Because he says the Toyer is not a Tzipor. We stole on the Kasha before that Bris Mila of Avraham Avinu, that the Rishonim already stole, the Chorayim talk about it a lot. If Avraham Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula, and it's a Gemara and Yumid Af Chavches, Kaim Avraham Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula, Koyim Shenitna, Tila Erev Tavshilet. So why didn't Avraham Avinu mal himself? He's 100 years old, he's keeping the Torah, why wasn't he mal himself? So Avada, the Erev Tavshilet is, we spoke out the Marshoz Yisoi, that Avraham Avinu only started keeping the mitzvahs after he was mal himself. When the Eibishter was mitzav him to mal, and he became a bechina of a yid, and like the precious Broch and Efshir and Gansan a din of a yid, and the Gevissa bechina. So that's when he started keeping the mitzvahs. You can't ask what's the pshat that he didn't do mila until now. Now that's the character of the Marsha, but not everyone goes like the Marsha. And if you learn that he was keeping the mitzvahs even before, so it's tzrik the kasha. So we'll speak at some of the tzritzim. One teretz is a mila is not just a chituch, it's a bris mila. A bris is a pact, a covenant, and a bris needs two sides. V'choros imay bris, a bris is between two parties. So until the Eibush does mitzavim on that, the maisa mila afsher kenton, but he can't do the bris. And mila is only something you do once, and he wants to do it as a bris. And the bris is only when it's going to be a bris, ben shnei hatzdadim. Another nusach, the Mizrahi brings, the rain, that the Gemara says, Gadol ha-mitzuvah v'oysa menisha ein ha-mitzuvah v'oysa. And Avraham Avinu will assume, knew that he's eventually going to be mitzuvah. If he kept Kol HaTorah Kula, and that means he knew Gans Chamisha Chumash Teret and all the different mitzvahs, he knew also Chumash Bereishis, he knew he's going to be mitzuvah. He knew he's going to be mitzuvah. And every other mitzvah you could do more than once, but Mila, which you can only do once, he waited until he was going to have the Maiva of Mitzvah Vayis. It's a different part. The first part was because he wanted to do the Bris, and also because he wanted to have the Tzivoy. There's another shot, they say from the Briskarov, Bris Mila is that you cut off the Arlus. And he says a Chiddush, that until the Eibishter was Mitzaveh, that Avraham Avinu has a din to do Mila, he wasn't considered an oral yet. So it wouldn't apply to do bris mila, because there was no orla. It's nachabart, okay? There was no bris. There was no tzivoy, God wants to say voice. And I was saying nachabart. Bris mila is to be chaytech the orla, and before he had the tzivoy, there was no orla. I want to be moisef on this mahalach. Maybe it's a separate mahalach, but maybe it's the amkus of this mahalach. The Gemara says that Avram was originally called Avram. Avram without a hay is 243. Gematria, 243. Avraham is 248. The Gemara says in the Dorim that originally Avram was Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and brought Kedusha on himself on 243 of his Avarim. But it was still left the 289, the 289, and the Mokam Amila. And that, when he was Mesakin that, Mal and Kavshmir say 9, was 9, that was the Tikkun HaSholem that he became Avraham. Now, what does it mean he already had 243? When did that happen? That was his life's work. Like we said, when he was 3, he was Yoda as Boyre, and when he became 48, he was Makir as Boyre, and then he was Oymed bin Siyoinois, Nais Lesnoises, he was Oymed and Mesgaber on the Siyoinois and grew, and finally he became 248. When it was only left that Aver, that's when he's an Orel. When the Bris Ulay, and maybe this time Bris Rav, Kapon Ma'atsov, Azasar Mahalach, what does it mean he wasn't an Orel until then? Because Fakeret, his entire goof was Orel. A guy is cool at Orel. A guy, even if he models himself, is still an Orel. What's the shot? He was Mahal himself. The guy, is, his whole goof is one big Orel. A guy is an Orel. An Orel. An Orel. Avram slowly worked on the different Avarim until he was Avram. And now he's ready to get the Tzivoy to Mahal himself and take off the Orel. That's actually the type what it means that he wasn't an Orel until then. Until he was that targ of the Tzivoy. There's another shot in the Achroinim. Avram Avinu had Nevuah, and a Navi can't be a Balmum, and if he would do Mila on himself not having the Tzivoy, he would be considered a Balmum, he wouldn't be able to have Nevuah. There's another Mahalach in the Lulav. We said that he didn't do it because he didn't have the Bris, or maybe he didn't keep Mitzvahs yet, he didn't have the Tzivoy, there was no Oral yet, but actually there's another Pshat. Who was Avram Avinu's Moyel? Who was the Moyel? The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Zayin that only someone who's Mohol could be a Moyel. Who was Avram Avinu's Moyel? Like some Mahalchim in the Medrash, he was Mal himself. Okay. But maybe he couldn't Mal himself until he got the Tzivoy. Maybe before he had the Tzivoy, he wasn't kosher to be a Moyel. With the Tzivoy, the Abraham and the Tzavim, he becomes the dog that he could be a moyo. Had he not had the tzibo, he couldn't be the moyo. So that's a new word. He couldn't do the meal until then because he wasn't the moyo. Although other midrashim say that Shem ben Noyach was his moyo. Shem ben Noyach was Noyled Moho. So Shem ben Noyach was able to be Avram Avinu's moyo. But there's another midrash that says that the Eibishter was Mal Avram Avinu together. And it says, V'choris imoy habris, the Eibishter was Mal Avram Avinu. Now the Ravad answers up by saying he couldn't mal himself before he got the tzivoy, where the Eberster is going to come and be mal him, because the Eberster was the moyo. So that's another pshat that you have to come onto the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to mal. But now I want to say a pshat at the shtickel of Cheshbon. It's based on a Rabbi Shmuel Diskin part of it, but it's a shtickel of Cheshbon. If you go that Avram Avinu was mal himself, so they ask, how could Avram Avinu mal himself? If you're not mohul, you can't be mal. So there's a mahalich of boinkachs. Gita the other boinkachs. So fretzich the kasha, taka, a goy, that's coming to be magayer, could mal himself. And boinkachs. So the terrence, why not, is because there's a din of mila and there's a din of priya. And kohamol v'loy pora. And unless you do both, you're still totally not moho. Now, Bezman is there, we have to do Mila and Priya. In the times of Yeshua, the Gemara says in Yevamah Stafayin Aleph, they were given the din of Priya. Loi nidna Priya l'Avram Avinu. However, in the times of Yeshua, it was given Priya. And Avram Avinu was only chayiv in Mila. Now, Bezman is there, when a goy is going to be mal himself, it's not going to work because he's going to do Mila, not having done Priya yet. He's still not mohol, and his meal was no good because it was nimol, i.e. someone who's not mohol. What's different by Avram? So there's a murder to Gazach. Avram Avinu was only mitzvah in Mila, not in Priya. Nevertheless, the Gemara says that he did Priya. And the Rishonim ask why. When he did the Priya of Avram Avinu, the Medr said that he did Priya. So Tosfos in Yevamah says, the reason Avram did Priya is because he was Makai, called Terakula. He was Makan Kol Derekula, so Avadi was only mitzvah in Mila, but he also kept Shabbos and Yom Kippur and everything, so he also did Priya. Now, Hagabah Atzma. We're going not like the Marsha. We're going that Avraham Avinu kept the mitzvahs even before he was Mal himself. And if he would, on his own initiative, want to Mal himself, he's not mitzvah in Mila, and he's not mitzvah in Priya. And he wants to do it because he's Makayim Kol HaTeraku. So he has to do Mila and Priya, and he will not be able to pull off a boy in Ka'achas, like every ger is not able to pull off a boy in Ka'achas. But now that Avraham Avinu got a tzivui to do Mila, and only Mila, not Priya. Priya he's going to do also because Kayim Kol HaTerakul. But only Mila, he can do the Mila with Boyim Ka'achas. And that's why only when he got the Tzivah he was he able to do the Mila with Boyim Ka'achas. Which leads us to the next step. This is Machloikis Rishoinim. Avraham Avinu was also Mal Kol B'nei Beisa. Was he Mal himself first? Or was he Mal everyone else first? The Orachayim, and I saw the Ramban also, they both say that the Orachayim says that Avad Avraham Avinu mauled himself first. And afterwards he took care of himself, then he mauled everyone else. The Ramban argues. The Ramban says, Mefurish, how could Avraham Avinu maul himself first, then he's going to be Famater after he did a bris? Avad, first he was maul everyone else, and he adds, Zimein lohem moyalim harbe. He got a lot of different moyalim, I don't know where they were from. That's Lashon of the Ramban. Zimein lohem moyalim harbe, v'oimer aleim. And at the end, Avraham Avinu was maul himself last. So it's a machloik. So Rechaim says Avraham Avinu was maul himself first. The Ramban says Avraham Avinu was mal himself last. I have a shtickel of horror. Tosfos says in Yevamos that Avraham Avinu did Priya also. Even though Priya he wasn't mitzvah, but Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah. According to the Marsha, Avraham Avinu only started keeping the Torah after he was mal. So that itself is a riot. To put that together, that itself is a riot that Avraham Avinu mal himself first. Why did he do Priya to everyone? Only because he was already being Kayim Kol HaTerakula, which only happened after he was Mal himself. Must be that the Cheshbon is, he was Mal himself first, and then he was Priya. Then you have another Trot Vayikra. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, and also it's a Medrash, says that Avraham Avinu's Mila was on Yom Kippur. Avraham Avinu's Mila was on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. So there's a Kasha that they ask. Avraham Avinu was not 8 days old. Avraham Avinu was 100 years old. It's a Mila Shaloi Bezman. Mila Shaloi Bezman. Mila Shaloi Bezman is not Doicha Shabbos. Mila Shaloi Bezman is not Doicha Yom Kippur. How did Avraham Avinu do his Mila on Yom Kippur? I thought you tried. I throw in Kasha. How could Avraham Avinu do his Mila on Yom Kippur? The pshat is, Avraham Avinu only started keeping Kol HaTerakula after he was Mal himself. The Vaila, he's not holding Yom Kippur. Shabbos, what about Priya? It says he did Mila. Now it's Yom Kippur. Now it became Yom Kippur. And it says he did Priya. He did Priya to Yishmael. He did Priya. How does he do Priya? How is the Priya Doichi Yom Kippur? I'm not sure if Priya is a Chilul Shabbos by itself. I'm not sure what it says. But if it's a Chilul Shabbos, how is Avraham Avinu doing Priya on Yom Kippur? Now it's already Yom Kippur. I once wanted to say a Chiddush that maybe Avraham Avinu's Mila was considered Mila Bizman. Mila Bizman. He's 100 years old, but it's Mila Bizman. What's the chat? Mila Bizman is Doicha Shabbos. The first day that you become the Oro to do a Mila, that's when it's called the Bizman. It's you do it even that the first 7 days a baby is not Oro yet. So Marit Gazak, an Oro, a Kohen who's an Oro is not allowed to be Nenner from Truma. So if you have a baby who's an Oro, you can't shmir him. If he's a Kohen, you can't shmir him with the Shemen of Truma. But the Gemara says, the first 7 days you could. Because the first 7 days is not early. There's a shayla, Machlok is Bavli Yerushalmi, what about the night of the eighth? It's not the daytime of the eighth yet, but it's the night. When does the oral set in? Already at the Leil Shmini, just a gravikant mal yet, but you're already in oral? Or no, only in Baboykin. And Afkamina could you be Soch, on Leil Shmini, the team like with Shem and Shultrum. But Akapodim, when do you become Mila Bismana? The day that you become the oral. Moved by Avraham Avinu, the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzav, we touched before, that's when he became oral. For him, that was Mila Bismana. And I'm sorry, that Guba could be the Varuch, why it's able to be Doicha Yom Kippur. It's a Chiddush that it's called Mila Bizman. But I found the idea, I found the Marsha Nishtaz, Nocha Marsha. The Gemara in Nedarim, the Flamed Bey, says that there are many Milas in Mila. The Doyla Mila Shenichrasu Allah Yud Gimel Brisois, and a whole Rishima of members on the Mila of Mila. One of them is, Gedoyla Mila Shalai Nikra Avram Tomim Ad Shemol. His halach lefonai v'hei yisomen. We said before, like a lot of, like the Marsha, that's good for why he started keeping the mitzvahs. The Marsha asks in the Dorim, what's the grace of glick? Shalinikra tomen. There's so many other Memishtim that say far bigger chedushim. I don't understand it because I don't know. Nikra Tam is also Gazan. What are you putting this on the list? Gedolah Avrash Nikra Avram Tamim. Nichrus Yud Gimel Brises. State Hecher is on. Zoktim Arshon. The chiddush over here is Shalay Nikra Avram Tamim. Even though it was a Mila Shalay Bismana, that's the chiddush. And even though it was a Mila Shalay Bismana, still was a Mila. B'chalak, you see, it was called Mila Shalay Bismana. Hadra Kush LaDuchta. How did he do Priya on Yom Kippur? If it's Yom Kippur. And it already became Yom Kippur because he was Mal. So I saw once a Teretz, because it says, we mentioned before, Bechoris Imay Abrish, that he was Mal together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I saw in Sefer Lepupul, I wanted to say, Bezoyet Shnayim She'osu. Because he did it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shnayim She'osu, is after the talk.